Early on the wake up, cunning as the father of the 12 sons of Jacob. Shake up the world, cake crumbs, cover my gold teeth, cuff leaks, waiters, lobster sauce on aprons, parting as the chef, burgundy on the breath, uncertainty when I step, dancing to every song like it's a contest, singing to Stevie Wonder happy birthday, celebrating years of flows and crazy wordplay. Season, I'm leaving my 40s, I'm a griot, deep as Deepak Chopra, dress socks and loafers. Family only, I'm holding hands with a cold piece. Bout to the old me, I'm officially OG. Might throw a roast me, wonder what will the jokes be. Watching them imitate my cool demeanor. It's a new decade, I'm in a whole new arena. Roll the dice in this life and I hit the fever. Get it?
What's good, everybody? It's your man, Brother Red, coming at you with another episode of No Vultures. And today, we're going to be reviewing Nas's final project with Hit Boy, Magic 3. Sit back, relax, get your popcorn, get your drinks. If you need to go ahead, take your restroom break, do that. And then jump right back in with your man, Brother Red, No Vultures, do the knowledge. We're doing Magic 3 review. All right, we just heard a little bit from the first joint that came out of Magic 3. With Nas and Hit-Boy, and that one was Fever. And before we get into each track, let me go ahead and we're going to name all of them so we don't forget any of them and we don't do anything like that. So our first track coming out is Fever. Second track is called Tisk. Third track, Superhero Status. Our fourth track, I Love This Feeling. The fifth track, No Tears. Number six, Never Die, featuring Lil Wayne. And that's the only feature on Magic 3. The only guest feature that Nas has on this joint is with Lil Wayne. Number seven is Pretty Young Girl. The eighth track is Based on True Events, Part 1. And track number nine is Based on A True Story, or I'm sorry, Based on True Events, Part 2. Then we're looking at track number 10, Sitting With My Thoughts. Track number 11, Blue Bentley. Track number 12, Jodeci Member. Track number 13, Speechless, Part 2. And if you guys remember, the first Speechless came out on the first Magic LP. Then we're looking at track number 14, Japanese Soul Bar. And track number 15 is 1-800 Nas and Hit. And so let's just get right into it real quick as we, and let's get into this review. Now, some of the very first takeaways, I've had opportunity to listen to this album front and back three good thorough times. The first thing that jumped out to me was the first track, Fever. We heard a little bit of that. Outstanding track. Way better than the first two offerings from Magic 2, which was the crazy intro with Don Magic Wand with some old weirdo. I don't know what that was, but that was not no player. That shit sounded like some carnival music in the background that Don Magic Wand was talking over, which to me, like, it just didn't fit. You know, if I'm hearing a pimp, somebody like Don Magic Wand, then you need to have some player pimp, something in the background that's giving that vibe. And so, yeah, that didn't work for me. And Abracadabra, I thought was weak sauce. So, right from the jump, for me at least, big up props. One thing that I wrote down on my notes was the production level on Magic 3, Hit-Boy upped his game. Much better produced album. I'm sorry, not sorry. As I stated before, for Magic 2, it would have served better to be been an EP. They could have taken That song they did with 21 Savage, which they did, and they put it at the back end. That song had been out for several months anyway, as a response to the whole 21 Savage controversy, talking about Nas is not relevant and all that type of stuff. So that's your bonus track. And they probably, honestly, to me, they could have started with Bokeem Woodbine and just went from Bokeem Woodbine down, had a dope-ass EP of five songs plus the bonus track with the 21 Savage joint that he did, that Nas did with 21 Savage. And it would have been probably the best EP of 2023, which leads me to say all this. Magic 3 definitely checks the boxes. And so when I say check the boxes, I mean beats. Are the beats on par? Are the beats banging? Are they different? You know, we don't necessarily want to hear a lot of redundancy. It's okay to harken back and give you that feel. But at the same time, you know, and Hit-Boy does a good job of this, and I'll give him props for this. No two beats sound the same, and no two beats really sound alike. And that's tough to do. A lot of times when you think about, we're crafting six albums over 3 years. So big up props to Hit-Boy. The other thing that I wrote down was the drums. Whatever Hit-Boy was cooking up with them drums for this particular album, these are the best drums that I've heard. I ain't gonna lie. On all the albums, this is the best usage of drums and the best, like Hit-Boy, man, them drums are on point. Now, when we talk about Fever, one of the things that we liked about Fever was, and we didn't play it, you'll have to listen to it, but they even, when it gets to the hook, Hit-Boy does a good job of sampling Represent, Represent, and that was pretty dope. Harkens back to the Illmatic. But again, this track, this is a hardcore track, comes off hard. Good boom bap, good pace, I would say. Not, I wouldn't say like up tempo. It's like a mid up tempo. Definitely circling around, probably plus or minus around that 90 BPMs. And Nas does his thing. Very good opening track. Second track, Tisk. Nas sounds like he's going at his critics. The track, haunting boom bap track with a faint chant, it works. Great breakdowns and movement. This track, it doesn't necessarily sound like a hip hop track. And that's one thing that I will give Hit-Boy, that throughout the entire run that he's had with Nas through the King's Disease and the Magic, is there are some beats that you're like, yeah, that's a hip hop beat, that's, you know, in that pocket. But a lot of these beats, man, they don't necessarily sound quote unquote hip hop. Now, I'm not into all the new shit, these Afro beats and all that. So I don't know if people are saying, oh, these are Afro beats. Well, I don't know all that. But I know, at least from my ear, it sounds more thematic and cinematic, and it's almost got soul. Well, it does. It's got soul and R&B type of vibes, as far as these are tracks that, you know, you might also have folks singing on. You know, it just so happens that Nas is rapping on these tracks. But a lot of these tracks that Hit-Boy are producing, you know, you could definitely hear somebody singing on these tracks and getting down and pouring their soul out, you know, through singing versus maybe spitting lyrics. So definitely want to give Hit-Boy his propers for Magic 3. I felt a little let down with Magic 2, thus the score that we gave it. And, you know, check out our previous episode to see what score we gave Magic 2. Magic 3, definitely, I mean, right out the gate, redeems himself there. So Tisk, like I said, that's a track where Nas is going at his critics with some good observation, and lyrics are on point. Now, we look at Superhero Status. Again, I'm looking at my notes. Hit-Boy drums hit different. Yes, yes, yes. Them drums are hitting different. Let's take a listen to a little bit of Superhero Status. It's a shame
difference between you and I, spitting's a wide difference. They hate on you with me, they want me to die. Difference, no ego, I'm just providing a better understanding. I don't wish it on nobody who doesn't have a bandwidth. It come with standing your ground. When you from a poor town, the generator awareness, the ventilation shift where the air is erased when you hear it. Somewhere between great and endearing, you smell it and taste it because it's serious. And you don't think it's fair, you feel like you come with bars and you want some wars. Frankly, they should send their regards. Some of the hardest rappers get overlooked and ignored. No matter what happened, I hope all of us saw. I go superhero status, no masks, no gadgets. Send them villains at us. We ain't scared of action. We ain't characters capping. Ability to leak builders. If you blink, you won't catch it. Audio. Joe. Audio.
Joe. Audio. Joe. So that was Superhero Status, and like I said, them drums just hit different. Great track. Picked up the tempo on this one, and you know, Nas goes in and he's talking about, you know, being self-reliant and not blaming others for things that may happen in your life, and that you have to look to yourself. So really good message. That's been one of the themes of King Disease and also the Magic series. Nas has dropped jewels about self-reliance and, you know, our behavior when we're upset or when things don't go our way, and then how we act foul to other people and the ramifications of that. So big up, props to Nas for that great song. Now the next song that he's got is I Love This Feeling. I've got like almost 2 pages of little notes just for this song. And I'm going to go ahead and quote, some of these lyrics here, that, you know, to me, it touched me. And that's one thing with Nas. If you are a true Nas fan, then you're in the lyrics. And so we listen intently. And so peep this out from I Love This Feeling. Fuck who's the hottest. Who really stand up? Who really messing with they dead man's girl? That says everything about that man's world. Yeah, word up. That's how many of us know cats that, you know, did that type of shit. That's some sneaky foul shit, man. You know, here's some more lyrics. I never sell my soul, just evolve. Shock rap. That's what you never been told shit. Cold part, Illmatic, all through the episode of Ozark. I think that's harder if I had co-starred a ghetto symphony. I'm Chief Keef's Prozark mixed with Mozart. It's ill when you get bags for your old art. $1 million stick for Al Jarreau a rap, but they ain't understood when it dropped, yo. How cold is that? They ask if I'm ever gonna be over rap, but I left a few times, just never told you that. So yeah, that was I Love This Feeling. One of my favorite tracks on here. I circled it. 5-star track. Beat is dope. And Nas goes in. Nas goes in on that one. Okay. Now we got No Tears. This is a tale of losing family, staying strong. I like how Nas switches in between where he talks to his current self, his younger self, and then he also talks to his older self. And again, I wrote on here, the percussion the Hit Boys got on this track is on point. These drums, again, the drums. Then we have Never Die Alone featuring Lil Wayne. This may be, and I'm going to say it. Now, I really enjoyed AZ and I really enjoyed Cormega when they came in on the first King's Disease with the track that they did when All the Firm came in there. That was really dope. I really enjoyed those guys' guest appearances. To date, on all the King's Disease and Magic stuff, because Nas didn't necessarily have a lot of co-starring outside of that first King's Disease. To me, you know, I would say that Lauryn Hill had absolutely the dopest verse as far as a guest star. Now, Lil Wayne goes in. Now, he ain't getting deep, and he's not saying anything that's going to necessarily make you think, you know, like hard thinking. But if you want to talk about just some straight up hip hop and spitting some bars, yeah, Wayne does his thing. Appreciate that, Wayne. Because this track is better than the 50 Cent Nas track that they had on Magic 2. Way better. And that's because of Wayne. Sorry, Fifth. You're a great rapper and all, but that boom bap beat that was on that Magic 2 that he was rapping on did not suit 50, and he didn't sound right. Wayne, on the other hand, eats this track up, and, you know, another Wayne victory as far as when Wayne gets on some shit, when he guest stars, yeah, you're getting your money's worth. So, yeah, big up props to Wayne. Really, really super dope hip-hop track, Never Die Alone. Now, the seventh track is Pretty Young Girl. Nas is, you know, kind of channeling his Michael a little bit. Pretty Young Girl did not, I don't think that, at least in the reviews that I heard, I don't even think people really picked up. You know, he's talking about their Michael and Quincy, right? Now he's got a song called Pretty Young Girl. He could have called it PYT. But Nas is definitely, this is one for the ladies. And he's talking about, you know, this is a lighthearted affair. This is not a heavy track. This is one more to kind of breeze out and cool out with your shorty. You know what I'm saying? But it's a dope track. Now we got 8 and 9, which is based on True Events Part 1 and Part 2. If there is any, I would say, out of all the tracks out of this, off this album, I will not lie to you. Both of these, I got rated at like 3.8, not quite 4. Solid storytelling. Like, this is Nas's book, or should I say, this is one of the things that Nas as well is storytelling. Both of these tracks, great storytelling tracks. I really wasn't feeling the beats on either one of them. I ain't gonna lie. A little bit slow. I felt almost monotonous a little bit. I just wasn't feeling the vibe. Like, you know, I wasn't just like supercharged up for the vibe of either one of these tracks. I do love the lyrics. Poignant story. You know, Nas is talking about, you know, getting caught up in relationships. Also talking about how, you know, his old lady, you know, basically it's like, look, his old lady is hanging out with one of her partners, and Nas is like checking out the cat that her friend is with, and he's like, do you recognize this cat? And in the back of his mind, he's like, this motherfucker has something to do with snuffing my man. You know what I'm saying? And so he talks about how like that affected his relationship with the girl, and how he ended up falling out with the girl. And then that rolls into Part 2, where he, you know, it's a narrative hustler story, you know, talking about getting money, and then also talking about, you know, how, you know, he and his man got set up because they was going to do a deal overseas. I believe it was Spain. And he was like, on the flight over there, he was running through scenarios, and he was like, you know, this shit could be a setup. And ultimately, it did end up being a setup. So these are two storytelling, you know, kind of like crime noir type of shit that Nas is known for. Like I said, just the beats just didn't pull me in. But they are very solid. Like I said, I'm not going to just trash and say, oh, it's garbage. You know what I'm saying? If there was a couple tracks that you might skip, I'm gonna lie, you might skip these two. You know, to me, it's one of those, it's just kind of in the mood. You know, it's not like so terrible. It's like, oh, this is garbage. You know, move on. Not that at all. You know, it's just that there are other songs that are just really, really good that you might be like, you know what? Not today. You know, let me just skip over these two to get to the rest of it because it is that good.
To OGs and young bosses, we bounce back when we take losses.
Hey, hit. How we gonna lose with shit like this, my nigga?
I once too was a young boy while...
Yo, it's your man, Brother Red, coming back at ya. And we just heard a little bit from... I think this might be my favorite song on this album. And it's called... It's the number 10 track. It's called Sitting With My Thoughts. Yeah, we heard the late, great Nipsey Hussle, a hit on the intro of the song. And then, you know, this is just a really, really good song. Again, this is when I talk about like Hit-Boy making beats that sound bigger than rap music or like a track that's, you know, this is not a hip-hop beat. It's melodic. This is some shit that you might hear, a pop singer or R&B singer, they might, you know, sing some music on this. It's just that Nas is rapping. I enjoyed it, you know, as an old head. You know, I don't think there's nothing wrong with expanding your sound and not, you know, you don't have to do everything traditional boom bap. You know, now that's my stilo. You know, but I do recognize that it's okay to stretch out a little bit. And this is what Nas does. And I think he does it better than what a lot of people may want to give him credit for. He's not afraid to try different beats. He's not afraid to do things, you know, have beats that, you know, are unorthodox. A lot of times it doesn't work, but sometimes it does. Now this, I'm not thinking this track in any way is unorthodox or anything like that. You know, it's very, you can listen to the instrumental and just vibe. You know, and that's another thing about the song. It's just got a vibe, just a peaceful, you know, just put you in a really good mind state, you know, get your mind right type of music. That's really the best way I can describe it. It's soulful. And it's the type of track that, you know, get your center back in focus. You know what I'm saying?
We ain't scared of niggas, we rare to niggas. Broke chain, hang diamonds, independent. I am independent, she wrote a comment, they pinned it. It got to my attention, we could go viral in minutes. Aspire to win it, I'm spiraling in it. Flip sides of the coin, that's life in the business. Flip publishing, it goes to the highest of bidders. I got them bitter, lows of a winner. That should come with being great, there's a lot on my plate. Never broke again, I'm blacker than the NBA. ESPN couldn't cover all of my highlights. Look at this money machine, I love what it sound like. And Nipsey would have loved that I'm working with Hit. He might have took me to 6-0 and turned me a crip. It's all money in. XO in my cup, I'm sitting with my thoughts again. Yeah. To OGs and young bosses, we bounce back when we take losses. I pray we all get prayed for. I pray we all can make more. Whole time writing this, I'm typing some people back who need me to get them in places. Type of shit is that? I'm a concierge for most people I know. I'm in the studio with Hit, Cash App for my folks. I love it. That shit come with being great as a lot on my plate. I would give it all away for a smile on their face. Shout out to rappers who inspired me in my beginnings, who I inspired right back when they pen was dwindling. Sitting with my thoughts, thinking what it cost for peace of mind. I'd go crazy if I couldn't rhyme. I finally took time to drop constant releases. I finally put me first, the intro on the sequence. Don't need a new one.
It's all because of you. I'm feeling sad.
Two girls, same city, both wanna stay with me. I bought the plane ticket, say my life ain't litty. Say my life ain't litty. Two-story high ceilings, two-door blue Bentley. Zero bond, said the women gonna be deep tonight. I probably spent 150 G's, it's light. Chain walking on water like Jesus Christ. Should I do the Gators Nike so Adidas stripes? It's been a good day, but tonight we going bad. Whole squad calls a terror, shout the Joey crack. This a different lifestyle, how long can you last? She wanna come with me, it depend on how she act. A different, we don't bank at the same bank. Shorty know she good, but she with me is a safe place. for real. I can only send a low if you won't tell. I can alley-oop your whole career because I'm known well. When she left, she let the whole city know.
That's the sounds of Blue Bentley. And yeah, Hit-Boy brought the boom for this one. This is a laid-back track, players only. Love the vibe. Love the feel of this one. This is one you get in your car and just turn up, man. Just turn up and ride. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's get into our next track, which is called Jodeci Member. Let's peep this one out.
Like a nigga theme music.
I see you, Nas, trying to channel your ghost. I see you.
I flex, I found someone she text. Account number, no sex. I bounce on her, not yet. But while summer, I bet I get my next child from her. Have a baby by me, playing as loud as I want her. My checks, they pal running over. Older guys be mad like I stole their lives. Some of these young boys tight, like I had their wives. Realize that's not real, it's only in your mind. The real recognized, real type of time. Real man ain't supposed to be in his feelings. That's a crime half the time. I pay attention to all these rappers lying. Real man supposed to be posting up all the time. I take something you slept on and make it mine. I hit the party scene, they thought I was Devontae Swing. My introduction to that name, they thought I was a Jodeci member. Now when I stroll through the center, I'm looking more like an owner opposed to a beginner. She need to try to win her. Vibes
only. Yeah, vibes only. This is a vibes only song. Love this track, Jodeci Member.
I would protect. There was pee all on the steps. Slipped when our sneakers got wet. Scared to grab that tech, but I had to get my respect. I was. Why? Was lost for words. My guess is someone to replace your soul. AI is only here to replicate and control. Imitating the original, then grab them a mold of the binary code. It's your patterns they stole. This is my tactical flow, the one they can't redesign. You can redo the voice, but you can never read my mind. I'm.
And this is Speechless Part 2. And as you can hear, this track is totally different than the first Speechless. And I love it. And we heard a little bit there where Nas laments where the game is going. And if we've been paying attention, you can see throughout the internet, all of the AI creations, Biggie's voice, Tupac's voice. And he's lamenting the fact that, and this is, Nas is not the first MC to talk about this. If you really follow hip hop, one of my favorite MCs, right up there with Nas, Scarface, talks about this. Who stole the soul in rap music? You know what I mean? Particularly in hip hop. Where's the soul? Where is cats talking about shit that you can really feel? You know what I'm saying? There ain't no more DMXs. You know, these young cats, everything's with the sticky and the blicky and you know, these girls talking about brown booty holes and all this type of mess. And that's, it has its place. Ain't nobody hate. We used to listen to, you know, face down, ass up. That's the way we like to fuck. Doo-doo Brown. All right. So ain't nobody, we can't front. You know, we used to listen to Two Live Crew and stuff like that. For me, the major difference is the variety of artists. Not every single female artist that was out was nasty. Not every single female artist that was out was rocking like Queen Latifah. You had a variety. Same way with the male MCs. Not every MC out there was a gangster. Not every MC out there was, doing it like the Native Tongues. You had a variety. And that's the biggest problem in the game today, particularly when you talk about the mainstream of hip hop, because let's be real, 2023 has been for the most part a garbage year for mainstream releases. On the 50th anniversary of hip hop, it has been doo doo, And I'm gonna have to, you know, I'm gonna take this time right now to give Nas his props. You know, he's put hip hop on his back. Mass Appeal, they had the best concert series by far for the summer. And they sold out like Yankee Stadium, Madison Square Garden. You got these cats that are supposedly quote unquote relevant who are having to shut shows down because they can't sell the arenas. Number one, because nobody's paying that price to come see or listen to music that is completely microwavable and non-rememberable. Nobody remembers none of the lyrics to your song. Number one, because they can't understand half the shit that you're saying because you don't enunciate in your rhymes. And then the other part is it's forgettable. There's nothing there for people to stick to. Thus, you don't have nobody that wants to come out to see you perform. And let's be honest, most of these cat stage shows are weak as hell. So when you have that combination, it's not a surprise that this younger generation can't sell. But it's funny, you're seeing the Mount Westmore tour, all successful. Wu-Tang and Nas, all successful. You know, the Lox went out a little bit with Dipset. They did a few shows, you know, big arenas and sold it. We didn't hear nothing about, they couldn't sell the tickets. So that's something for this next generation. You know, get your artistry correct. Now, big up props to the underground this year. Because 2023, the underground has dominated and definitely has had and produced the best albums of 2023. I'm going to get off of that rant for a second, get back to this Magic review. So that's just what I had to say there for that, though. I had to get that up off my chest. Now, let's continue. That was Speechless 2. We got two more tracks left. We have Japanese Soul Bar, and this is, you can tell we're coming to the conclusion of the album. This one, it's a mid-tempo track, starts slow, picks up at the end with some spoken word. Some of the lyrics real quick, cigars in the Japanese Soul Bar. Drinking scotch till daybreak. KD3 had gold bars. These are titanium. Can't break. That's the one do music for. But that's the one I do music for fun. And then some other lyrics. Nas says, I used to wonder, are they jerking the juice crew? Want it dead or alive? Should have went platinum 5 times. G-Rap. A young Russell. Rick Rubin, Fly Ty, ran the music briz. Andre Harrell, seen the music is hip hop. So on this track, you know, Nas gives a little bit of a history lesson. He laments, you know, did the Juice Crew, you know, get their props as far as their money? You know, he big ups. G-Rap talks about Russell Simmons, Rick Rubin, which is another cat, Rick Rubin. A lot of people, he's a forgotten cat in hip hop. He's a white dude and he did a lot of rock shit. But Rick Rubin, if you don't know about Rick Rubin, don't call yourself a hip hop head if you don't know about Rick Rubin. And then he talks about Fly Ty. And then he also, and this is funny because Andre Harrell is really known more because of Uptown Records and all the great, you know, R&B acts that came out under Uptown. But he also had a big influence on hip hop and he's seen that future. And a lot of that music that he had a hand in, you know, definitely was bringing in the elements of hip hop into, into the R&B, you know. And so, yeah, definitely got to give, you know, credit where credit's due. And so Nas, you know, is like, hey, Andre's Harrell seeing the future. And for a lot of you guys who may not know, Andre Harrell was also the guy who gave Puff Daddy an opportunity to get into the industry. And really, Puff was able to use his connections and leverage those connects that he had working up under Andre Harrell at Uptown to get Bad Boy off and running. So, you know, Nas is definitely giving cats a history lesson there. So Good track. Now we ended with 1-800 Nas and Hit. You know what I'm saying? Beat starts to some smooth 70 shit. This is definitely a victory lap, you know, and well deserved. We've got three Magic albums. We've got three KD albums. So you've got two trilogies, six albums in 3 years. Take a lap, Nas. You did your thing. Overall, let's look at our final score for Magic 3. Now, after tallying everything up, I've got a final score of, because the first track I gave a 5, second track I gave a 5, third track 4.5, fourth track a 5, the fifth track, we're looking at a 4, sixth track a 4, seventh track a 4, like I told y'all before, 8 and 9, not quite up to the snuff for me production-wise, and I'm just being probably a little bit nitpickety there. Lyrics were on point, you know, great storytelling, but those tracks brought me down just a little bit, so I gave them 3.8 for 8 and 9. 10, like I told you, that's my favorite track. That's a 5. 11, I gave 4.5. Track 12, a 5. Track 13, a 5. Track 14, a 5. And track 15, a 4.5. Overall rating, after we add those up and we do a little bit of simple math, we have an overall average of a 4.5. Okay, so overall, no vulture score for Magic 3 is a 4.5.
No, my brother, you've got to buy your own. Your own.
Yeah. Woo! What's good, everybody? It's your man, Brother Red, and we are concluding and wrapping down this episode where we reviewed Nas's and Hit-Boy's Magic 3. And that was just a little intro, like I told you, of that 1-800 Nas and Hit. Man, super soulful intro. Dope song. They took a victory lap on that one. Now, as we talk about Magic and put that in comparison with Magic 3, and we put that in comparison with the other projects that Nas did with Hit-Boy. So we've got three Magic albums. So that's one trilogy. And that's the second trilogy. The first trilogy, as we know, is King's Disease. And so on the what we've got down as the order or the ranking of each of these albums. So we've got at number 6, we've got Magic 2. And then at number 5, we've got King's Disease, which I ain't gonna lie, I wanted to put it higher just because when it first came out, man, I was loving this album. And this is the album that won the Grammy, at least so far. Now, and I'm gonna say this before we get up out of here too. Magic 3 should be nominated for a Grammy. And I don't want this to be no backhanded compliment to Nas in any way. Because I'm gonna be honest, 2023 has been a weak year for hip hop as for his mainstream artist. Killer Mike's project, yeah. Some people really feeling it. I wasn't feeling it that much, but that's one that probably should deserve a nomination as well. But I do not want to slide Nas and say, well, it's because it's a weak year. Absolutely not. Even in a strong year, Magic 3 would be a legitimate contender for a hip-hop album of the year. So it should and should get a Grammy nod. Now, you know how we feel about the Grammys and a lot of these publications that never really rocked with us when hip-hop was doing this thing, and they said it was a niche genre of music that would be a fad. They said this shit was going to be a fad. So I don't give no respect to like Rolling Stone. And if you follow the news, you know that one of the dudes who started Rolling Stone has a book coming out. Didn't interview any black musical artists because he said the black and women artists essentially were not smart enough, could not hold deep enough conversations, and be intellectual enough, and could not articulate well enough to be in his book or be included in his book and be profiled. So that's what I have to say about Rolling Stone. They do that type of shit to themselves. Don't come over here and expect anybody that really loves this shit to think that we're going to give y'all any type of legitimacy when y'all been doing this shit from day one on hip hop. So fuck Rolling Stone, fuck Billboard. And yeah, just what it is. You know, these type of organizations, they ain't never fuck with hip hop. So, but now that it's the top dog, all of a sudden you want to be experts on the shit. That's not how it works. So anyway, let me get back off my rant. We got Magic 2 at 6, King's Disease at number 5, KD 2 at number 4. We got at number 3, we got Magic 3, which we just reviewed, gave it a solid 4.5 ranking or rating. We've got at number 2, Magic, and then at number 1, King's Disease 3. So that's where No Vultures is stacking up each of the 6 albums that Hit-Boy and Nas did together. We want to thank everybody for joining us. We want to give a big shout out to our fellas with the best pro football coverage in the game. Check them out on YouTube and their Facebook page. The fellas Willie and Chop at Let the Film Speak. Also want to give a big shout out to our man Stephen Thor and Ballsology. Fellas, step your beard game up. Go to Ballsology, and they have everything that you need that will get your beard looking pristine and looking right. And last but not least, got to give a big shout out and bring awareness. Always bring awareness for my man, Andre Rowland. If you don't know, say his name, Andre Rowland. Go look him up. You can also check out our past episode where we interview Andre, Andre's little brother. Andre was taken from us way too soon. At the tender age of 14 years old, this young man's life was snuffed out, and there was never any police investigation done in the town of Columbia, Missouri. Never did a proper investigation. In fact, the police never even interviewed the last person to see Andre alive, which was his brother. Fortunately, No Vultures was able to interview his brother, Christian Lewis. And some of the fruits for that was we helped get the ball rolling to get some awareness about Andre and his situation and his case. So if you want to support, go check out Andre Rowland. You can check him out on Facebook. You can look him up also on YouTube to learn about his story. You can also find out about his story by going to the No Vultures page and check us out. And you'll be able to scroll down and look at our older episodes. And in our first season, we sat down and we interviewed Andre's brother, Christian, for a very important interview. So we want to make sure that we always highlight that. So once again, we want to thank you for joining us. This is your man, Brother Red. As always, encouraging everybody out there to do the knowledge. And I think it's only right that we let one of the legends of the game take us on up out of here. This is your man, Brother Red. No Vultures. Do the knowledge. Peace.
Yes. Something new from my man Nas. This is the world famous Bruce B. We call this one the definition. It's that vibe. Get your groove on, stop playing. You know what I mean? All the way from Queensbridge. My man,
no,
something new. Here we go.
Yeah, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Traffickers, African, Latin, wiretappers. Here come the people, run my people, they don't treat us equal. I'm talking the law, for me, freedom is illegal. Take telephone conversations, what kind of nation got 300 million people they investigating? I know they trying to watch me, a Russian oligarchy. Politically, it's principle, they try to stop me. Powerful people will silence you, they try to mute you. Unethical ways put you in prison, try to roof you. Our youth is dead to us, they call the super predators. Stupid words from the president's mouth, where are his editors? Antarctica, 65 degrees. Global warming, they don't wanna believe.
and they're hanging people on trees. And what the fuck is up with Gayle King? A black male, a female thing, a failed thing. Journalism or internalism? Shirley Chisholm wouldn't play the victim. Eartha Kitt would have been finished with him. Top of the charts, guarding my heart, playing my part. Sun rising, but they want us to stay in the dark. Scorn woman want to slump me to fade me to dark. King's disease, I cure the shit with my art.